This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Yes, we are live tonight. And has become my custom. I always like to take Friday and just sort of do a little recap on things that happened. And one of my favorite aggregators out there that puts a lot of stuff out there during the week is The Truth About Guns. Joining us for the first time in this capacity as my recap personnel from Truth About Guns is Jen Jakes. Good evening, ma'am.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I want to ask you a question, though. You've been in this game a little bit. If you come into your chat room, if you've been gone for a day and you come into your chat room and somebody comes in there and goes, hypocrite, phony, narcissist, am I doing the right thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm like, well, that sounds like a regular Tuesday to me. Which I think it's funny that I'm the recap gal this week because I've been off with my kids all week.
Well, that was one thing I go there and I look there and I don't use anything that's there just in case I don't want to step on it twice during the week. And Dan told me that he sent me come up and editor Dan Zimmerman, he said, Jen's going to stand in for me. I was like thinking, you know, I started looking back. I was like, I didn't think she wrote anything this week. So
it's going to be a surprise for all of us now.
It is going to be a surprise for all of us. Well, I'm sure somewhere in there, and I haven't looked, but I'm sure that somewhere in there they talked about the Ninth Circuit Court. Did you see anything at Truth About Guns regarding that?
I'm Googling right now.
Oh.
No, I've been literally in the backwoods with my kids.
Yeah. Well, if you didn't hear this, the Ninth Circuit found that it is constitutional for people to carry open carry guns.
I did read about that.
Yeah.
So I've been out there, but I've had cell phone reception. And
yeah.
I have the, hey, no cell phones, no electronics, kids, but I have itchy fingers when it comes to Twitter. So.
Right.
Now, there was a big discussion about this. Whether or not it's PC in the gun world to open carry. So we had a good discussion about this. In Wisconsin, we are an open carry state, but
right.
I prefer to conceal carry. Number one, I'm a mom, and I'm around kids a lot.
Sure.
But then I was thinking, you know, when I'm around the house, I tend to open carry just because I'm in the house.
Right.
What about you?
I don't conceal it when I'm in South Carolina. We are one of two states that are shall issue, the other one being Florida, where there is no provision for open carry. So, the only time I get to open carry is in the house. Now I carry, it's either in hand or it's on me in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wide open in the house. So, that part of it,
My youngest daughter actually left for a little bit for a play date today, and I had a couple of guns out because I have a new Allen tactical backpack. And I was cleaning some guns and, you know, just doing a couple of things, and I had guns kind of strewn about in my living room because I was cleaning them. Got to do the work, right?
Sure.
And the mom walked in and kind of went, oh, and I'm like, it's okay. They're open. See, unloaded. We're cleaning them. And this is one of the moms that when she first met me was like, oh, you have guns in the home? Gasp, horror.
Mm.
But, you know, over the past couple of years, it's gotten a little easier and she's been a little more accepting. So, hey, these are the opportunities that we need to take to show how responsible we are.
Sure.
Not these crazy gun lickers shooting at the moon. It's not like that. We're very responsible. We know what we're doing. Our kids know what we're doing. And that's the most important thing.
So as far as the PC discussion, whether it's PC to open carry, I like the Nevada standard law as it is, because in Nevada, if you don't have a permit, you can open carry. That's the only way you can carry in Nevada without a permit is open carry. And you have to get permission to conceal carry, which is sort of an old standard, because it used to be that the people concealed carried had something to hide besides the gun, you know?
Right.
Where do you come down on that one?
Look, just as a gun owner in general, I would say don't open carry, right? Because in my mind, you're just pushing the gun grabbers who see you in the community over the edge. They're freaked out, right? It has a lot bigger impact when I start talking to someone and they tell me that they're against guns, and I say, well, I'm carrying right now for not only my protection but yours as well. And they know me from the community, and that little shock factor really flips the switch and gets them to go, oh, wait a minute, what? But if they just saw me out, they would just think, oh, that lady's insane. Why does she have a gun? Ugh, and freak out. And there's no discussion there, right? Plus, I mean, the criminals know who to take out first if I'm open carrying.
Well, do we have any indication? Yes, I agree with what you say. Most of the time that's going to work with especially security guards a la, say, the D.C. Right. Naval Yard. Do we have any data showing any open carriers ever being killed by a robber because they were the first one seen with a gun?
That would be a great question for Mr. John Lott, and I am absolutely going to open up an email and send him that question, like, right now, because that's smart. I don't know.
See, the reason I ask that is...
Of course, there wouldn't also be data saying any open carrier thwarted a would-be shooting just by being there, right?
But what I'm saying is that with all of the gun grabbers out there, they would point to this, because everything else they point to when they're trying to exercise their little gun control shenanigans is false. You know, and I know it. It's false. So if they actually had something they could look back and say, well, you know, this guy was open carrying and he got killed first by the bad guy. So, I mean, that's bad. That's bad for the people out there. They don't want to be killed by the bad guy.
What do they care?
Yeah, well, it's just a reason.
Honestly, what do they care? Oh, it's another gun owner shot. Great. Honestly, what they would think.
That, too. They would throw that in there, too. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad they're dead. But, you know, they'd say, but if he hadn't had a gun, he'd still be alive. That would have made him a good person. Here in my state, the politicians, the supposed pro-gun politicians, told me that open carry makes it hard for the police to tell the good guys from the bad guys.
No, because there aren't criminals who are open carrying. They're concealing it until they pull it to start their attack.
And open carry, I mean, and that's like anything else. If you're out there in the public and the police see you and they think you may be up to something, if I'm just walking around buying my K-cups and I'm open carrying, they're probably going to leave me alone. If I'm out there checking out with my K-cups and I'm like, you better check me out or I'm going to blow your head off, lady, they might ask to see my driver's license. Which is
fine. There was just an article I saw on Truth About Guns. Somebody wrote it up for us. I was stopped for open carrying in Middleton, Wisconsin. There you go. But he said he was very polite. The guys who pulled him over said, you know, they were very apologetic. Like, we had a phone call. I just got to check you out. You know, all these drivers. Not a big deal.
I'll tell you a concealed carry story when we get back from the break. We're coming up on the break in about 45 seconds. Jen and I go back a little bit. She used to write at a very good website called Bearing Arms with one of the preeminent gun bloggers who we are less for him not being here, being Bob Owens. And now at the new and improved Truth About Guns, she has settled there. The Truth About Guns, which is not bad. I mean, it's I don't even know what happened there, but it seems to be surviving just fine. So
it's better than ever, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the Truth About Guns.com. You hear about them every weekend right here. We're going to be right back when we get back. I'm going to tell Jen a little story, and we'll get a little bit about Jen. I don't know how much you guys know about Jen, so we'll tell you a little bit about her. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Just so everybody knows, I have been remonetized by YouTube, and Jen, I have made a whole $5.64 so far.
Oh my gosh, you are so going to buy me a drink.
I am, but I may have to borrow some from you to buy my own to toast you with.
Yay!
Yay! Anyway, Jen Jakes is, she is from truthaboutguns.com. This is the weekly recap of Truth About. Tell them a little bit about yourself. I mean, besides you're a writer, you, there's more to you than you writing things.
Oh my God. I don't even know where to start with that, honestly. I will say one thing. I am Miss September 2019.
Miss September 2019.
Yes. On the gun site calendar, I am Miss September. Yay. That's pretty cool.
Is that actually a thing? I didn't know that was
it
a thing.
Actually, they feature pictures of students who have gone through gun site on their calendar year to year. And
right.
I went there recently, and Jane Ann caught an amazing picture of me in the shoot house.
Right.
And that is the September picture. So I'm Miss September. Hey, it's all I got. Leave me alone.
Well, that's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
I went to Tactical Response, and all I got was some water. I just got some water.
I got popsicles at gun sight.
Yeah.
You got to have friends.
You do. Well, yeah. that just tells me how diminished I may really be. Besides being Miss September 2019, you also make the rounds. You do a lot of media. Tell us about the kind of media you do.
I do. I write for Shooting Illustrated and USDCA for the Carry Guard magazine. Oh my gosh, I'm all over the place. I'm Fun Floyd. So I'm the 2A editor at Truth About Guns, and then I'm blessed to have the means and opportunity to do things like go to gun sight for a week and shoot the ladies' pistol course and go to the NSSF 3-gun fantasy camp and do that for a week and all kinds of cool stuff. And then I tell the fine people like you out there all about my little travels.
All the travels.
Pretty cool.
That's
all
the fun stuff. That is the fun stuff.
That's why when I get home, I pitch a tent and throw my kids in, and we all just hang out because mom's home.
Mom's home. I want to tell you a story about carry, and this is why I have trouble sometimes with some of these stories I hear about cops and open carry, concealed carry, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I got pulled over, and I got pulled over because my tag was expired. I had paid my taxes. I didn't have a sticker. And I get pulled over, and these police officers come up, and to me, they look like kids, you know, so they're young men.
Right.
And as I'm required by the state of South Carolina, I let them know, I say, young man, while we're doing our business, I am a concealed carry permit holder. I know I don't have to do this, but if you'd like to have my gun while we do our business, I have no aversions to you doing it. I'd like to get out, put my hands on the hood, and you take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and he pulled it out, and took it back to his car, and I get back in my car, put my hands at 10 and 2 o'clock, and I'm just sitting there waiting on whatever ticket I'm going to get, just thinking, I'm going to have to go to court and show them the sticker that I haven't got yet, and, you know, okay, this, all right, no big deal, no big deal. So I'm doing that, and then his partner comes up, and he's got my gun muzzled down, holding it, looking at it, and he goes, you know, I saw this gun on a video the other day. It was a two-tone Kimber CDP, which I had shown on when I used to stream the show.
No.
When I used to imagine that it was exciting and gripping to watch a radio show for 3 hours, where you're pushing a button to open the mic and pushing a button to close the mic. But I would show the gun in the break and everything. So he's like, I saw this on the internet. And I said, yeah, I was the one showing it. He's like, that was you.
Oh, that's so cool.
They were listening to my podcast in the car.
So no way.
I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, they're still writing a ticket, and all of a sudden, these other three patrol cars come up with their lights blinking, and all these guys get out, and they're all listening, or listeners, and then while they're writing my ticket, I have to pose for pictures in front of one of the cars.
Okay, that's surreal.
Yeah, and then I got my gun back, and then I went on my way, and he set it up to where I just showed up and said, yes, sir, I did have it, I just didn't have it. He said, okay. And I walked out, and everything was good to go.
That's funny. Here in Wisconsin, you can print out your receipt and take that with you, and then you're fine if you don't have the sticker yet.
Well, I didn't have it in the car.
Oh, well, they have gas stations that you can actually stop at and buy the stickers. They go through the Wisconsin DOT registration thing.
Oh no, you got to go through. You got to go to the DMV here for your sticker. You got to go. You got to go pay your taxes, then you got to go from there to the DMV, which means you got to go through the screener, and then you got to go through the and then you got to go to the person to the right counter, and you got to pay, and then you get your sticker.
So you can't do it online?
I could do it online, but we just had bought a new car, and I had till the end of July. to get the sticker. I mean, this particular time, I had to do it yesterday. Now, that particular time, I had done it online. I had emailed it. I did have the printed receipt at the house, and I just didn't have it in the car because I printed it and forgot to put it in the car.
But how funny is it that those officers actually knew you? You know, it's funny in my little town here, the officers will come up to me when they see me at Quick Trip or wherever around town and say, hey, do any cool training lately?
Yeah.
And they all want to hear about my training.
Sure.
And they're like, man, we would love to do that. That's so cool. And they're the most approachable, neat guy. I mean, there's always that one officer, right? But for the most part, they're just down-to-earth, cool guys who wish they had way more training and way cooler guns.
Well, you know, in certain Police One did a survey, and I mean, 84% of them like us having AR-15s.
Yep.
90-some-odd percent like they're being concealed carry permit holders out there because they sort of look at that as an augmentation. And there's been more than one case of a concealed carry holder saving a cop who was on his back with a bad guy on top of him. So,
of course.
I always like to
introduce myself. So we just got a new police chief, and I was so happy to go in there and introduce myself. And we now have a female police chief. That's pretty cool. And she's really neat. She's like, hey, it's good to know we have people like you in our community. So thanks for introducing yourself, and we'll be in touch. That's really cool.
That's always the case. So anyway, yeah. I like to tell that story just because I don't think police officers have that much of an aversion to it. Myself.
Well, they don't. And like the story out of Middleton, Wisconsin, you know, they just kept telling this guy, you know, but we're so sorry. But we have to just check you out. And he's like, no problem. Fine. No big deal.
Well, coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're actually going to get back down to business because now you know a little bit about Jen. And she's heard my little story, which I don't have many of those, so I like to share my one. And thetruthaboutguns.com, that's where she plies her trade. She, Dan Zimmerman, Jeremy, Dean Weingarten, John Cat. Bach, all these guys. So my guess is Jen.
Wisconsin girls.
yes. My guess is Jen Jakes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Today, the government announced that the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 4.1%. So is it time to finally think about raising interest rates? Well, Vice President Mike Pence was on Fox Business. He says, not so fast.
Well, we respect the independence of the Federal Reserve. And the president reflected his own personal opinion about that. But what we don't want to see happen going forward is we don't want policies, whether Capitol Hill or elsewhere, that diminish the tremendous energy that we have in this economy today.
Investigators say they have searched a pig farm and other places in East Central Iowa where a University of Iowa student went missing. The police are still asking for the public's help.
We've went to all the businesses that we know have video, and we've asked every resident where we've been able to make contact if they have video. Whenever or wherever we find out there's video, we've gotten.
This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Sort of doing the recap of the truth about guns for the week with my guest, Jen Jakes, who's everywhere doing all kinds of things, not just truth about guns, but she is there. She is there and in force. So is there anything that you want to talk about real quick that you saw at Truth About Guns after you got back and while you were, or before you went into the wild?
Before I went into the wild?
Yeah.
That's funny. What should we talk about? You want to talk about Eric Church?
Let's talk about Eric Church.
Because you know me, I'm a huge country fan.
Okay. Now, and Eric Church is he's a country singer who claims to be a Second Amendment guy, but after the, he was at the festival in Las Vegas, but he was not performing the night of the Las Vegas shooting.
Right.
And he has come out, and what's he talk? What is old Eric got to say?
Well, he ripped an NRA sticker, did he not?
Yeah.
Because that taught me.
Yeah.
Lesson learned. Thanks, Eric. And he was saying, I don't care who you are, you shouldn't have that kind of power over elected officials. Now, I was confused here. I thought maybe he was talking about Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He wasn't. He said, to me, it's the cut and dried. The gun show loophole would not exist if it weren't for the NRA. So at this point in time, if I was an NRA member, I would think I had more of a problem than the solution.
See, this is the thing about these anti-gunners that come out, because they never, ever, they look at stuff. I watched a video today from a channel called Top Tens, and they were talking about some of the misperceptions of the United States. And the first one was, and this is a British cat named Simon Whistler, so he's gone, Unlike common thought about America, not everyone here has a gun. And then he does this thing where, don't worry though, 50% of the guns are owned by 3% of the people. So less than, you know, and he's doing all these things that we know aren't true.
Right.
And all the people watching this video, I'm looking at the comments, and they're just as much of a sheep as he is. And I know he's just regurgitating this stuff. And this guy, Church, he's out there saying, well, the NRA is out there, and they just throw all this money around, and they have the politicians in their pockets. Right now in Washington State, they got, what is it, I-1639.
Mm-hmm.
The NRA spent $100,000 on that, and the anti-gunners have spent $4
million. Right.
The NRA is actually sort of pikers when it comes to spending on this stuff. I mean,
it's insane. And the money comes from we the people.
Sure.
So it's a moot point. But even, you know, Eric Church, one of his other comments was, nobody should have 21 AKs and 10,000 rounds of ammo, and we don't know who they are.
Well, the thing is, in Las Vegas, they did know who Stephen Paddock was.
They knew very well who he was, and they knew very well who the Parkland shooter was. And they knew, I mean, it goes on and on and on. They just don't want to confront that fact.
Yep.
Because it's much easier to pin it on people who proudly own guns.
Do you think that some of these guys like Church who, and I don't want to be disparaging of gun owners, but I think most gun owners out there considering, you know, like if you go to a class, you're going to say, there's going to be three or four people in that class that you know have taken the class six or seven different times. You've taken it with them. And then there'll be the one or two that will show up for that one class, and that's the only one they're ever going to take. Most of them just buy a gun, and then that's the extent of their Second Amendment being an activist, buying a gun.
Sure.
And I sort of look at Church this way. And
or he went hunting on a couple of highly chartered hunts where they literally, you know, put a gun in his hand and said, here, shoot that. I mean, there are those guys too, right?
So sort of like Obama on the skeet range there.
Exactly. Well, I shoot skeet all the time. Yeah, sure you do. Okay. Yeah, you're
That's
good.
That's why you're aiming straight down at the ground, perfectly parallel. What kind of flinger have you got, buddy?
Well, I have guns. They're in my safe. Yeah. Good for you. I have them all over my house in secret compartment furniture, in my yoga pants. I have them everywhere. But whatever. You do you. You know, but I think what happened in Vegas, even though he wasn't there, he was, quote unquote, a part of the festival.
He's sort of the David Hogg of that festival, right?
Well, he is very. Now, that was a great analogy.
You like that?
I wish I would have written that.
David Hogg survived not being there. That's the same way with his
tech. He's a church hog. So there you go. But, you know, and he admittedly went through a funk after the shooting, which, okay, great. You know what? I went through a huge funk after Bob committed suicide, and I'm going to be blatantly obvious. I'm going to be, like, completely honest right now. When I was at Gunsight taking that ladies' pistol course, I could not understand why I couldn't shoot the target in the head. Could not make headshots, save my life. And then it dawned on me, and I almost had to leave the line, and one of the instructors came over and said, take a deep breath, take a deep breath. This guy's in your home. He's coming after your children. He is going to shoot you and shoot them. What would Bob say? And I said, Bob would say, shoot that. Beep, beep. And I turned around. He goes, then do it. And from that point on, I couldn't miss. I get it. You get in a funk. You're in that situation. You have to understand, you're not that person. You are a good person. You are training, and you own guns, not as a harbinger of death, but as a protector of life. There's a huge difference, and that's the thing that people like Eric Church don't understand at all.
Well, this idea that we don't know who these people are, of course they do.
Of course they do. I mean, it's not like I'm walking into Gander Mountain without filling out any paperwork.
Yes.
There's no Gander Mountain anywhere, is there?
No, there isn't. You're not going to Gander. Well, but wherever
you
go. I'm
not going to either.
Wherever you go, and here's something else you ought to ask Dr. Lott if you speak to him. What happens to the 4473s when, like, a Gander Mountain closes down? Because they have to maintain them, right, for as long as they're in business for X amount of time.
I'm sure they were transferred to Gander Outdoors, but that's a good question. We just had our one of them down in Appleton just opened.
Right.
So I'll have to go down there and
And I'm pretty sure they don't just somebody. I wonder if they maintain them or if the ATF comes and takes control of them. Whatever it is, though, the thing is, somebody knows you bought a gun.
Exactly. No, and they know exactly what gun.
And Paddock,
the serial number is registered. Yeah.
And Paddock knew every. And Paddock bought every gun he owned legally.
Right.
And these people that want these warranties, I swear to God.
Well, but nobody should have 21 AKs and 10,000 rounds of ammo. Come on.
Well, I don't.
I want to know
that.
Who has 21 AKs. I don't even.
James Jaeger. James Jaeger probably has that.
Yeah,
he's a big AK.
He probably does.
And
I trust him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, James is a very viable guy, and everybody in law enforcement in Camden loves him because he's the biggest business in Camden, Tennessee.
That is true.
So. That part of it.
But there's a lot of things that they refuse to talk about, which is exactly why we have to speak up in our own communities to show people who are Eric Church fans and listening to what he says and saying, oh, hey, he has a point. Okay, there's a loophole. No. We need to talk about that in our communities so that these people who actually know us are getting better information and not just being spoon-fed the drivel that comes out of celebrities' mouths.
Well, that's the other thing. When if I was a country music fan, I would look to Eric Church for some country music.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm looking for political pointers, I'm probably not going to be looking at Eric Church.
Exactly.
Because I can tell right now that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Obviously.
We're headed into the next break. My guest is Jen Jakes from the Truth About Guns, truthaboutguns.com. Where did Dan? Well, don't tell me. You don't have time to tell me. Dan's in and he couldn't be here, and so Jen is here, and I'm pretty sure we'll hear from just about everybody there before it's over with. So go check them out. They put out about 10, 15 articles a day, all homegrown for the most part, too. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Jen Jakes from truthaboutguns.com, or is it the truth about guns? It's the truth about guns.com, isn't it?
Oh, it is the truth, all right.
Gotcha. And, you know, I forgot about this, but you have been with Tatiana on The Weaponized Woman before, too, haven't you?
I have. That's right. That was back in January, I think.
Yeah. Has it been that long? Wow.
It has. I know this year has just been flying by. I'm very blessed that I'm staying busy. I've been traveling. I just got back from Missouri. I was at Crossbreed Holsters and walked all the way through the whole production process, made my own Tiffany blue holster for my Smith & Wesson EZ380. And then I made a really cool open carry one for my CZ. But it just amazes me how many cool companies made in America, all these products for firearms that are just homegrown. It's so cool. It just blows my mind. I love it.
Yeah. Crossbreed is one of those companies where they were sort of first with their design.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
yep. And I got to watch them hand make the outside, the, you know, the firm part on the outside. I'm so bad. I'm not technical, but whatever. Tiffany
the
part.
The skin?
Yeah, that too. But it was really neat. I got to choose all my own colors, and it was just really, it was cool to walk through the whole thing and hear the story of Mark and Carol and their family. Their kids work there, and it's a really awesome company.
Cool.
I mean, this is what I have to do for work. Wah, wah.
Don't you just hate that? Don't you? What
right?
kind of what kind of CZ is your CZ?
It's actually a P10C, I think about it. I need to get the
new Striker Fire one.
Yeah, it's just really an aggressive grip, so I need to get that fixed. But I love the gun. It's really cool.
I've had one. The only issue I have with it, as far as the trigger, I think coming out of the box, that's one of the, it is far and above better than the vaunted VP9 trigger, without a doubt. My only issue with it is the magazine release.
What's your issue with it? I haven't had any problems with it.
Well, apparently both of the examples that I have had, either it's just me and I'm just some little weak Nelly guy, or I'm so used to the way a Smith feels, or I mean the CZ-P09, which is another gun that I have by CZ. You know, that magazine release is just happening, just pop, just happens. This one almost feels it's a different shape. And it almost feels like it's made out of metal, and you have to exert a little force on it to get it to release the magazine.
Hmm.
Or I do.
I may have to go to the gun range and check this out. But I'm just grabbing mine and checking it. And no, I mean, maybe it's the angle of your hand. That could be.
Well, I mean, does it have rounds in the magazine?
No.
You want me to be like everybody else and go, do you have bullets in the clip?
It's a clipazine. Yeah, thank you very much.
Clipazine.
In the clipazine. What's that?
I would just say load the magazine at some point, not now, of course, but at some point, and just try that. And then the funny thing about it is if you just touch the magazine bottom with the other hand, just touch it with your fingertip, it'll drop free.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to go to the gun range and check that out.
But now, forgive me,
some work to do this weekend.
When the gun is running, and when the gun is running, and you're not trying to do stuff like drop the magazine, and you run the gun until it's empty, then it drops easily when the slide is locked back, and it shoots like a dream. So
absolutely, and you know, I have to tell you, so the new 380 Shield EZ, mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times shooting it and loading it and just getting comfortable with it, I was like, oh my God, this really is easy. This is the best gun ever. Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm obsessed with it.
Since the, I have noticed that since the ascent, or if you will, the introduction of the M&P 2.0, that all of their guns now, to me, are at Smith & Wesson. I mean, I prefer the ergonomics of the M&P, if anybody wants to know the truth about it. Or at least that grip angle. I just like a 1911-type grip angle, which the Glock is a little too angled for me.
Well,
and
I shoot a Shield. That's my everyday carry.
Right.
The M&P Shield, 9mm, and everyone goes, oh, why don't you shoot a 45? Oh, calm down. Like my dad says, the chances of you having to pull that gun means somebody's pretty much on top of you.
Yep.
And even if you shoot them with a 22, you know what? They're going to back up and say, ow. It's going to make an impact. It's okay.
I have an M&P
Shield. What you're comfortable with, carry an extra magazine.
I think the M&P Shield, and if you want to take it one step further, the M&P Shield and the one that came with the optional laser sight on it,
mm-hmm.
I think for people my age, which I don't think you're my age yet, but for people that are getting older, that start getting arthritic hands and everything else and their eyes start to go bad and everything, I think that gun with the laser sight on is perfect because it's not going to hurt your hand to shoot it. I've got magazine extenders on all of my 8-rounders, so it's a 10-round gun.
Yep.
And no less than James Yeager considers that to be a viable fighting pistol. Masada Yube thinks it's a great fighting pistol. Everybody thinks it's a great gun. And, I have no issues with the Shield. I carried one today.
Well, and I carried the 380 today. Mm-hmm. And I have carpal tunnel in my right wrist. I have tennis and golfer's elbow in my right elbow. And my rotator cuff is junk on my right side. So I'm just a big old heaping mess right now.
Oh, goodness.
So let me tell you how much I love that gun because it's so easy for me. I mean, I still love to shoot the CZ. I still love my Walther PPQ. I mean, I still love to shoot other guns. But in terms of ease of use, I mean, that one just is number one for sure.
Yeah. So that's
and I don't know, there was so much hate for it when it first came out, and I think people were like, oh, the grip safety, and oh, I don't know, what do you mean easy? I mean, I think of it, you know, a lot of it was tactical Tommy is just kind of talking out of their keyboards. You know what I mean? We get a lot of those.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I liked about, and it'd been a while since Jaeger had been after me for years to go to his class when I finally went to his class in June. And mm-hmm. with Jaeger, he doesn't care what you carry. He, you know, for all of his video out there where he says, well, every gun should be this, that. He's actually carrying a Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 compact now.
Really?
And, yeah, he has, he thinks of all striker-fired guns as Glock clones. So, to him, that's a Glock, still. And he carries that because he prefers American-made. Mm-hmm. And to him, it's... There was no gun shaming going on at that class. That was, well, they tried to shame me because I had a custom one made for me by a sponsor, and they were telling me my paint job on it was sort of a.
Oh Lord!
So anyway.
There's always those people in the class. Am I right? But you know, we were talking about training before, and I have to say, the one thing I take from every single training course is that I need more training.
Right.
The second I was leaving Gunsight, I was telling Buzz, I need to come back. I can't wait to come back. USCCA, same thing. Every time I train with those guys, I'm like, when is your next course? What are you doing? When can I come back out? I want to keep training.
I hear you. We're about to run out of time. Tell everybody where to find you, Truth About Guns, all the places you do things, all the media.
Yep. I'm on The Truth About Guns. You can find me on Twitter at Jen Jakes. That's two N's, J-A-C-Q-U-E-S. And I'm on Facebook. It's Jen Jakes. I know. That's so funny. It's Jen Jakes.
I have a friend who's in radio here locally, and we've just started calling his last name is Springer, so now we just call him the Springer. So I think maybe you should just be going around by it's Jen Jakes. I think that's you
coined
it so
wrongly.
You know
what's funny? They call me just Jen because nobody can say my last name. So so I've had on my name tag several places, including SHOT Show, just Jen.
Just Jen.
Who's that, okay. Dad?
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined by author and commentator Dan Woz, good gun, bad guy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.